We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Online dating is pretty much how people start things off whenever they're single now.
Yeah.
And for a lot of folks, it's exciting and fun, but particularly people who maybe are going through a divorce and are starting to date again, it can be very stressful and frustrating because it's not how they found their first spouse, because they didn't have online dating when they were first getting married. And it's new to them, and it's got all kinds of potential problems.
Yeah.
For example, they just released a list of the 10 riskiest states for online dating. And I found it interesting because when I saw that, I immediately assumed they meant for your physical safety. But they also mentioned the fact that a lot of online dating has scammers involved in it.
Oh.
People that are trying to rip you off for money, and you think they're in it for a relationship.
Man, how can somebody feel good about that?
Like, well, they cash that check and walk away.
Yeah. How much money?
See? They used to have another name for them. They were just called gold diggers.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Now they're online scammers.
So those scammers, what happens? You meet them and then they rob you?
Well,
like handcuff you to a motel bed and take your money and car.
Not that much fun, Cato.
It's like, I'm so glad we're getting along and I see such a future for us. And oh my God, I can't pay my car bill.
Yeah. Oh.
And if you love me, surely you would help me pay that.
Yeah, it would need to be that obvious.
And it's crazy. You just said that reminded me. I know someone's mom who is online talking to someone in some other state has already sent this man a phone.
There you go.
And has already started sending money to
him.
And the thing is, we're telling her, hey, that's probably not anybody that you know or are going to ever see.
I know a woman that went to Miami to hang out with a guy and found out he is already in a relationship.
Yeah, can't trust a foot doctor.
That's true.
Now, Heidi's guy, she's moved on and found herself a boyfriend.
Yeah, well.
That podiatrist guy was bad news.
Yeah, you went down there, Heidi.
It all worked out, like on paper. It worked out beautifully. It looked like it was going to be a wonderful relationship.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one.
Yeah, Mr. Conway.
Yeah.
It's the ocean. It attracts us, right?
He went to Conway, South Carolina.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And he ran off with that girl.
I didn't run off with anyone.
I mean, you were gone for a week.
I was in a motel handcuffed to the bed.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Sure. That's a whole other story.
That was the case. He wouldn't have come back.
For a different time of day.
Okay, so which states are safe and which states are dangerous?
Okay, yeah.
The riskiest states for online dating are Alaska.
Really?
Tell me about it.
Nevada.
Yeah.
California. Mm-hmm. North Carolina.
Wow. Ooh.
Maryland, Colorado, Virginia, Washington, New York, and Florida. Now, the 10 safest states for online dating are Maine, West Virginia, Vermont, Kentucky, New Hampshire, South and North Dakota. That's because no one's there. Idaho, Nebraska, and Iowa. No one's in those states.
You said they're safe. It's West Virginia and Kentucky. Are they like, is there a lot of people there you want to date?
Your cousin.
Well, there's people there. They got a date, right?
I'm from Tennessee.
So you know. You can relate.
I understand, yeah.
Now, they said this is based on a couple of things. How likely you are to get scammed and how much money has been stolen by scammers and also the infectious disease rates of those states.
Oh.
So you don't want to catch a disease while you're dating either.
Yikes.
And North Carolina was on the list, huh?
Yeah, I'm proud to say South Carolina wasn't on it. We weren't on the good one or the bad one, so at least we're somewhere in the middle.
I was thinking of taking a ride up to North Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, I guess, maybe you want to rethink that.
It's hard, though. I mean, just thinking about, you know, getting back out there. And Heidi, I know I ask you questions sometimes. I'm just not ready. And I ask Cato questions about just how to
start
about online dating, you know?
I don't know.
Well,
you
know, you don't even have to do the online dating.
Yeah,
as soon as you get out of the divorce.
Yeah.
You know, go out with your group
of
friends.
You did it, but you're just saying it was a bad experience for you, so don't do it. right? You're giving
no,
me a
I'm
warning.
Talking about you right now.
Yeah.
You're asking
ready.
Me questions.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that going out with friends and hanging out, going to the movies in a group setting is just, it's fun. Have
yeah.
fun. And you
okay.
will meet somebody that way.
And I found the easiest way, Hawk, is just when the bars close down, just be there.
Okay.
There'll be someone
there
lonely
right.
sitting there crying.
And you'll look a lot better after they have a few drinks.
I'm like, well, come on, let's go to Waffle House.
They need to close that bar about 9 o'clock. Because I got to work in the morning.
Yeah. Well. Make yeah. a difference.
And of course, there also is the online safety when it comes to your physical safety, too.
Yeah.
And we actually have seen cases of that where, you know, police are not completely up to speed on some of this yet.
Yeah.
They don't always know how to track these people down or watch out for them. Mm-hmm. You're dealing crossing state lines, which makes it tough for police sometimes. So the main thing, I guess, is that Cato mentioned you got to really listen to your friends. If they're telling you that someone is scamming you, it's tough, man. You get someone who's lonely and they want to believe in that person they've manufactured in their head and that the other person has created online.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to have to admit that maybe it was a scam. So they keep playing the game and throwing money away.
But, you know, they won't listen to you. They'll still jump in their car and drive to Miami.
Hey.
And as many times as you tell her, don't go.
Or Conway, right, honey?
I said I wasn't going to talk about that.
Both of you. I'm like, am I next to make a bad decision?
Probably.
This is why I don't online date.
Uh-huh.
Date online.
Yeah.
Online.
You know what?
Dating.
I think Heidi's onto something. You know, get some friends, go hang out in a cluster of friends, and just find somebody that way. What are you two doing this weekend?
You better do online dating.
I've got a great website for you.
You don't want to hang out with me?
I can start there.
Come on.
I don't
want
to talk about it.
Your friends to date you either.
That's bad right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.